Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the other big story on Capitol Hill today is the urgent push for more economic relief for those struggling because of the pandemic, especially the unemployed. Even before the pandemic, childcare was a tough industry for the families who had a hard time paying for it and for the providers. Well, add in COVID-19 and many childcare providers are barely hanging on. Amy Feireisel of North Country Public Radio in upstate New York reports.
For most of May and June, Jamie Basilier was making huge orders of cleaning supplies and personal protective equipment to help childcare providers get through the pandemic, $54,000 worth.
In one delivery, 40,000 gloves, like 100 gallons of bleach, 40 cartons of Dawn dish soap.
She drove the supplies to childcare providers in three counties of northeastern New York. Basilier is the executive director of the Child Care Coordinating Council of the North Country. She bought the cleaning supplies and PPE and paid for childcare tuition of essential workers through a federal CARES Act grant. Basilier says as childcare providers operate and reopen, they're desperate for these supplies because they're both hard to get and not in the budget. She says what they spent is a drop in the bucket.
I could spend another $54,000, let's say, in August.
But the grant and the money ended on June 30th, when much of the CARES Act support did. While new stimulus money for childcare has been proposed, there's been little forward movement. The pandemic has been hard on childcare centers, larger programs, not in someone's home. In Basilier's three counties, only a quarter of centers are open, and they're caring for fewer kids.
They are running at about 35 to 50% enrollment. So the picture is dire for childcare centers. The budgets that they built based on full enrollment, that's been obliterated.
Centers' budgets are notoriously tight already, says Rose Blanchard, the owner of the Little School of the Adirondacks, a center in Saranac Lake.
The budgeting is very fine. There wasn't a cushion to begin with.
Her center normally cares for over 50 children. She closed in March and reopened in late June at about a third capacity. Blanchard says parents have a lot of COVID-19 concerns these days, both financial and health-wise.
People are nervous and scared. You know, my job security is not what it once was. I need to be saving in case something happens. I need to come as little as possible.
Blanchard says she doesn't blame parents, but she's also dealing with a financial crisis by reopening for the families that need her. While she was closed, the business was losing about $3,000 a month. Now they're open and losing about $9,000 each month.
Honestly, it would have been cheaper to stay closed.
Because of new COVID-19 regulations, they have to have more teachers for fewer kids. With room capacity limits, her room that normally holds 20 kids is now for 15.
Those five spots equate to five times $9,000 a year. That's pretty significant because that's $45,000. $45,000 is the salary of another teacher, a teacher that won't have a job.
Smaller programs, however, that are run out of a person's home are faring a lot better. In New York, they're licensed for up to 16 kids. Their overhead costs are less, therefore so is tuition. In Clinton County on Lake Champlain, almost all family childcare homes, 84 out of 87, stayed open during the pandemic. Robin Giles runs one of them in Plattsburgh. She closed for a bit in March, then reopened at partial capacity.
The amount of children that I have right now is really cut like in half. We only have like 8 to 9 on a daily basis.
Giles lost a lot of income, but received a PPP grant and money from a local foundation. She's doing all right.
I think we have more flexibility as being home providers than centers.
Giles says financially, this is a storm she can weather. Rose Blanchard of the Little School in Saranac Lake is less sure. She has 10 employees, is spending a lot on PPE, and just replaced most of her wooden toys with plastic and metal ones. And then there's that $9,000 a month deficit.
If we beat the odds and are able to stay open and keep moving forward, then this is going to be a deficit that takes us years to get through and over.
This is the concern of providers, parents, and employers, that the centers that are open now won't make it, and that the centers that are temporarily closed will never reopen, changing work and life for so many. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Fireisel.